Cam, I'm checking your neck to see. It looked like you had an offensive lineman draped around your neck personally every time you rushed the passer today.
Oh, today was another one of those fights. You know, it's a dog fight. We knew that coming into this game. You know, they're doing everything they can to come in here and get a W. You know, things haven't gone the way they wanted for them in the past couple games. Same with us. So we knew it was going to be a dog fight, and we got exactly what we wanted.
Cam, you didn't get the sack today, but they had a couple holding penalties, and a lot of times it's 15 yards or 10 yards, whatever you get, right?
Whatever you can to, you know, whatever you can do to affect the game. You know, sacks are obviously the most glamorous stat, but, you know, whatever you can do, hitting the quarterback, sit holding calls, making them jump off sides, whatever it may be, I just want to do whatever I can to help the team win.
Talk about a couple big plays in this game. There were, as I've said it before, you had 3 fourth-down situations in the red zone. You're able to stop them, 2 of them on 4th-and-1. Take me through those plays, and how important were those for you?
Well, like we said earlier, you know, they've been struggling. Same here. They're gonna come in and they gotta go after it. You know, it's kind of like your back's up against the wall. You gotta come out fighting 4th-and-1. They want to do everything they can to get that yard, get that ball, keep the ball going downfield. And we're in the same situation. We want to get off the field, get our offensive ball back, so they can go down and score points. So that's one of those plays where who wants it more? You know, that cloud of dust and whoever you put where that ball spotted, you know, you're gonna come up with it. Put the offense on the field.
It seemed like every time you looked, there was another guy going down, and some guys came back, other guys didn't. But when they didn't, it seemed like a lot of guys step up and help make plays when you needed them.
Oh, yeah. I love the way this team's set up. You know, every day in practice, we got guys rotate back and forth. So, you know, coach always says, you know, you guys waiting in the wings, you're just a shoelace away from being the guy. And you have to be ready. We don't expect you to, you know, get any kind of warm-up time or let me figure this out. As soon as you get in the game, you got to play to the same level as the guy you replaced.
Yeah, mathematically, you guys aren't out of the playoffs. You've got 2 more games to go. What does a win like this mean for you as you continue to plow forward?
Well, you know, around the locker room, everybody's saying, you know what, let's not get into that. Let's not try to figure it out and worry about who's got to do what and what's got to happen. But we got to do what we got to do. You know, we go out, all we can control right now is the next play, the next game. And that's what we focus on, the next play. Go out there and you win that, and the rest of that stuff will take care of
itself. Cam, thanks for stopping by. Another one next week, Buffalo, so you can take care of that one.
Oh, yeah. Keep it going. You got momentum. Let's do it.